Chapter 9. Kiss, kiss. Felix insists that if we want him to go upstairs, Jonah will have to horseyback him all the way there. There are about 80 stairs. By the time we're halfway up, my brother's face is the color of a tomato. No, of a red rose. So now you know what it's like to have a little brother, I tell Jonah with a laugh. He grunts in reply.
Faster, horsey, faster! Felix commands.
I have met a lot of princes through the magic mirror, but he is the most demanding by far. Once we're finally at the top, Felix hops off and Jonah slumps against the wall.
This better work, Jonah mumbles.
Felix launches himself into another cartwheel.
There's a girl sleeping on the bed, he cries.
Yes, we need you to help our friend Robin wake up, I say. His face scrunches up in horror.
No!
He shrieks.
No way! I'm not helping a girl!
You said you would help us, Bree says. That was the deal. Jonah gave you a horsey back, and now you have to help us. Jonah, meanwhile, has spread out on the stone floor. He is panting.
No, Felix says. I said I would come with you if he gave me a horsey back. I did not say I would help a girl.
Jonah will horsey back you around the room again if you help, I pipe up. Jonah groans.
I will?
No, Felix says. I want his box.
His what? I ask.
His box! The box that fell out of his pajamas when he was horsey backing me up the stairs. I want it.
No way, Jonah snaps. He can't have my game.
Yes way, Felix says, or forget about me helping you.
But we needed to tell the time, Jonah says. Right, Abby?
Not technically, I say, since we know that time here is the same as time at home, and I spotted a clock on top of a pile of plates downstairs. Jonah gives me the stink eye.
Give it to me, Felix orders.
Jonah reluctantly hands over the game, grumbling to himself. Felix runs up to Robin and stops short in front of her ear.
Wake up!
He screeches.
Wake up!
She doesn't move.
Can I pinch her?
He asks. Gently, I say. He pinches her, not so gently, on the arm. She still doesn't budge.
She's not waking up, he tells us. Should I poke her with my spoon?
In the story, it's the prince's kiss that finally wakes up Sleeping Beauty. Can you try, giving her a quick kiss on the cheek? I suggest. I brace myself for a shriek. I expect him to fall back on the floor and throw a tantrum. I expect him to ask for $1,000,000. Instead, he leans over and kisses Robin's cheek with an ear-shattering smack. Bree shrugs. He likes giving kisses. We wait for Robin to open her eyes. She doesn't. Robin, I ask, are you awake? No answer.
Arr!
It didn't work, I say. Why didn't it work? A prince tried to wake her up. He even kissed her. That's what happened in the original story. A prince kisses Sleeping Beauty and she wakes up. I turn to Bree. What did the 12th fairy say exactly? That I would be woken up in 100 years by a prince, she says.
Then maybe a prince can wake her up only after 100 years,
Jonah says, still on the floor.
Not today.
That is a big problem.
Huge. Ginormous.
We can't wait for 100 years to pass. How are we ever going to wake her up? There's only one thing that's going to fix our problems, I say.
What's that?
Bree asks. I sigh.
Magic. We should talk to a fairy.
I don't know any fairies, Bree says, except Lottie, but she disappeared.
Sometimes knocking on stuff works, Jonah says.
He knocks on the wall.
Hello? Lottie? Are you there? any other fairies there?
No one answers. We can't knock on everything in the royal court, I say. The king and queen have a lot of stuff.
Can't we ask the king and queen to call a fairy?
Jonah asks. They invited 12 over when you were born, he reminds Bree. They probably know where to find one. Bree shakes her head. No way. My parents will never let me invite a fairy over. They've hated fairies ever since that day.
I hate fairies too,
Felix yells for no reason. Then he starts running in a circle around the attic, again and again. Should I stop him? I ask Bree. Bree shakes her head. He'll tire himself out eventually. Just leave him. She's so patient. I wouldn't be that patient. Suddenly, I feel lucky to have Jonah. As far as younger brothers go, he's not so bad.
So which fairy would we want to talk to? I ask. The 12th one? She's the one who tried to help you in the first place, and it's her spell that made Robin fall asleep.
Her name is Chasnay, Bree says. Then she bites her lip.
You know, I bet my friend Tom would know how to find her. His dad is the mailman. Tom used to help him with the deliveries.
Let's call him, I say.
You mean yell his name out the window?
Bree asks, looking confused.
He lives outside the palace. He won't hear us.
No, I meant using a phone, which you don't have.
Not yet, she says, though I bet I will in 100 years.
So how do we ask him? I wonder. No email, no phones. What do we do?
I begin to panic. How will we talk to Tom?
Bree motions for us to follow her down the stairs.
We go to his house.